So one of the questions that we are asking everybody is, how did you get into the field?
Believe it or not, I started working in speech encryption for the Portuguese army.
Did you?
Yeah. It was a very simple project that had to be developed in microprocessors. So it was assembly code, an awful thing. And we had to split the input speech into frames, a frequency invert some of them according to a permutation code, and send it over. That was the way I got involved in speech.
Oh, wow.
So it was a kind of a final graduation project. And then
what happened?
Then I started working on PhD thesis. And the topic was speech coding, narrowband speech coding. And I presented a paper at ICASP. It was a paper on, you know, trying to improve multiples, which had just been presented a couple of years before. And Bishnu was in the audience. He thought the work showed some promise, so he invited me to spend a year at Bell Labs. Actually, it turned out to be a little less than that for family reasons, and it was great. I mean, the first 3 months were awful. I missed my family like crazy, and the work was not progressing that much. But then Bishnu's showed me a coder that he had, which he called his impractical coder. He had finished working with it because it took like 100 times processing real time in a Cray. So, but the quality was so amazing for the standards at that time that I said, Bishnu, I'd rather work on that. And so that turned out the best decision I ever made. I had a fantastic time working with him.
What year was that, maybe? What year was that?
84, 85. So it was really great. He's a fantastic person to work with. He knows when we have time to explore new things and when it's time to get down to business and really produce something, because we were working under a contract for the Department of Defense. So, I mean, everything turned out all right.
That's good.
And then I came back to Portugal, and working on coding didn't become that relevant. I had a project with some companies, some international companies still, but we didn't have the resources to follow all the testing, all the evaluation involved in standards and things like that. So working on coding became less and less relevant, and I got very enthusiastic in working for Portuguese. That meant that there was nothing, no databases, nothing. So I spent a lot of years building resources, too many. By the time resources were ready, we were, you know, far behind in technology, I should say. But I get a fantastic group of people. I mean, it's the best working environment I could dream with.
Excellent.
I teach at university, and we work in Portuguese. In terms of paper production, it was not a good decision to do. I mean, it's very hard. By the time we produce something and submit it to a journal, our most typical review is, why don't you test on the standard corpora? You know, the standard corpora obviously not being
in Portuguese.
I mean, even if we tried in the past to do things that were comparable in dimension, like having a Portuguese version of Wall Street Journal and things like that, Portuguese version of the speech dot telephone corpus, everything comparable. Even so, it gets difficult. So that has, but then I got very with a wonderful cooperation with linguists, and more recently a wonderful cooperation with computer science people. So we have, I guess, all the right ingredients.
In Portugal?
Yes.
Oh, excellent, excellent.
So we have the right ingredients now to expand and work on things that are more spoken language oriented rather than signal processing oriented.